evening, Blue Jays fans. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at Lecom Park, the spring training home of the Pittsburgh Pirates, getting set for game two of this six-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Bradenton took last night's series opener 10-3 on the back of an incredible offensive performance. The Marauders hit 3 2-run homers, two of which by Jack Brannigan, who by himself had 6 RBIs, going 3-for-5 on the night. Brannigan recorded RBIs in his first 4 at-bats and propelled the Marauder lineup throughout the evening. Newest DJ Davis Feldman had some command issues in his minor league debut, but did show he's got some good stuff. He did give up 4 runs, 3 earned, and 3 innings of work in his first ever start here at the minor league level, but he did record 5 Ks. A solid fastball, slider, and changeup with a curveball as well that he mixed in there pretty well. With the loss, Dunedin falls to 25-27 on the year, with Bradenton moving into a tie for second place in the West Division at 28-24. Elsewhere around the Florida State League last night, Clearwater trimmed their magic number down to 5 with their 10-5 victory over the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. St. Lucie held on to beat Daytona. They won 6-5. Palm Beach beat their roommates at Roger Dean, Jupiter, 5-2. And Tampa beat Lakeland 7-6 in 11 innings. How all that affects the standings? As always, we'll start in the East. The Palm Beach Cardinals take a 2-game lead in their division, sitting at 31-21, with the Jupiter Hammerheads in second at 29-23. The Daytona Tortugas are third in that division, 10 games back at 21-31. And the St. Lucie Mets are last, 13.5 games back at 17-34. In the West, Clearwater, the Threshers, they are still in first place, sitting at 37-14. And like I said, they hold a magic number of 5 to make the postseason. That would be a combination of Threshers wins and Fort Myers and Bradenton losses. Those two teams share second place. Both the Mighty Muscles and the Marauders are 28-24. Your Blue Jays are fourth, sitting 12.5 games back at 25-27. The Tampa Tarpons are in fifth place. They are 22-30, and the Lakeland Flying Tigers are in last at 21-31. And now on to tonight, J.P. Massey makes his 8th start and 10th total appearance for Bradenton. The 23-year-old out of the University of Minnesota was the Pirates' 7th-round pick in last year's draft, and he's been excellent in his first season of pro ball. 38 1/3 innings of work while pitching to a 2.58 ERA, but after a tough month of April, Massey excelled in May, allowing just 2 runs in 25 innings across 5 starts, holding hitters to a 167 batting average against, winning the Florida State League Pitcher of the Month award. He's definitely in a different spot than when we saw him on April 30th. In that start, he gave up 9 runs, 4 earned on 7 hits and 2 homers in just an inning and 2/3 against these Blue Jays. And for your Blue Jays, Rafael Ohashi takes the mound for his 9th start of the season. Ohashi had one of the best Aprils in the Florida State League, but May was not near as kind to him. In 5 starts in the month of May, the 20-year-old Brazilian went 0-4, pitching to a 9.00 ERA in 22 total innings of work. In his last 5 starts, he's given up 8 homers, and he's looking to completely get that last month out of his head. Tonight, he makes his first start of June and is looking to leave his struggles in the past. No roster moves to make note of tonight, so now we'll look at the lineups first for the Marauders, managed by Jonathan Johnston. Batting first in left field, Emmanuel Torero. Batting second at third base, Jack Brannigan. Batting third at second, Tamar Johnson. Batting fourth in right field, Rodolfo Nolasco. Batting fifth in center field, Shailene Polanco. Batting sixth at first base, Alexander Mojica. Batting seventh at shortstop, Jesus Castillo. Batting eighth, the DH, Nick Cimillo. And rounding out the order for the Marauders, the catcher, batting ninth, Giovanni Planchard. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys look like this tonight. Batting first in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting second at shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting third at third, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth in left field, Roque Salinas. Batting fifth at first base, Ryan McCarty. Batting sixth in right field, Robert Robertis. Batting seventh, the catcher, Sammy Hernandez. Batting 8th at 2nd base, Angel Del Rosario. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting 9th, the DH, Nick Deschamps. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back before first pitch, which should be in about 9 or so minutes, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are getting set for game two of this six-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and your Dunedin Blue Jays. We're on the road here in Bradenton at Leecom Park, the spring training home of the Pittsburgh Pirates. J.P. Massey is going to be on the bump for the Marauders, making his eighth start of the year, 10th total appearance. He's 2-2 this season, but with a 2.58 ERA through 38 and a third innings of work. He struggled a little bit in the month of April, pitching to a 6.08 ERA through 13 and a third. But in the month of May, he was outstanding, winning the Florida State League Pitcher of the Month, posting a 0.72 ERA through 25 innings. We are ready for first pitch here at Leecom. Jaden Rudd is going to get things started, the center fielder batting in the leadoff spot. He'll be followed by Manuel Beltre and Tucker Thoman, your top three of this Blue Jays order. The righty out of the windup kicks, fires. First pitch is in there at 6:34, time of first pitch. 0-1 to start off Jaden Rudd. And now the 0-1 pitch, ground ball over to second. Softly hit, picked up by Tamar Johnson, throw to first in time to get Rudd by about a half a step. And that'll be out number one. Let's take a look at the Marauders' defense in the outfield. Left to right, and Manuel Torero, Shailene Polanco, and Rodolfo Nolasco. Along that infield, third to first, Jack Brannigan at third, Jesus Castillo at short, Tamar Johnson at second, and Alexander Mojica at first base with Giovanni Planchard back behind the dish. One up, one down. First pitch to Manuel Beltre is in there for a called strike. It'll be 0-1 to him. This is an all-ABS game. Gabe Vargas behind the plate. Kenny Garcia, the umpire, on the bases. Vargas will be indicating whether it was a ball or a strike, but not making the call. Cut and a miss there on that breaking ball. Now an 0-2 count to start off Beltre. And the pitch, that one cut at and missed. Two quick outs here for J.P. Massey, and he's already got his first K. That'll bring up Tucker Thoman. Thoman stepping in for the first time, playing in his 46th game here in his first full pro season. Batting .233 so far this season, two home runs, 19 RBIs. The switch-hitting third baseman batting from the left side here against the righty. Massey starts that quick wind-up. First pitch, cut at and missed. Looked like the changeup there by Massey. Starts off Thoman 0-1. Yet to throw a ball through six pitches so far. And the 0-1. That one inside. No, called a strike right on the inside corner. Thoman turned in, thinking that pitch was going to be a little bit farther inside than it ended up being. And now it's an 0-2 count to him. He called time. Now he's digging back in. No balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Caught and a miss. Wow, what a first inning there by J.P. Massey. Just eight total pitches, two Ks, and he's out, three up, three down. That'll bring us to the bottom half of the first here at Leecom Park. No score. You're listening to an on-the-road edition of the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him.
This is Ian Churchill, and you're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
We are back here, bottom half of the first here at Leecom Park in Bradenton, Florida. Rafael Ohashi on the bump for your Blue Jays, making his ninth appearance, ninth start on the year. He's got a 1-4 record with a 5.59 ERA through 37 innings of work. His month of April was fantastic, but the month of May was not kind to him at all. Pitching to a 9.00 ERA through 22 innings of work. He's trying to put that bad month behind him and start this month of June off on the right foot. his first start here in this month. He'll start off against Emmanuel Torero, followed by Jack Brannigan and Termar Johnson, the top three in the Marauders lineup. Righty standing tall, out of the windup, first pitch. That one ripped, but well foul. Hooks into the top of the netting and over into the right field corner for strike one. And Manuel Torero leading things off for Bradenton. On the year, batting 301, just a shade over 300. Two home runs and 21 RBIs so far this season. That one drops in there, the changeup there by Ohashi. And now 0-2. The issue for Ohashi has been the home run ball. He's given up eight. And a cut and a miss there. High breaking ball that Torero could not connect on. One up, one down. First K, let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays in the outfield, left to right. Roque Salinas, Jaden Rudd, and Robert Robertis. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Toman at third. Manuel Beltre at short, Angel Del Rosario at second. And Ryan McCarty gets his second start of the year at first base with Sammy Hernandez behind the plate. One up, one down, a K already for Rafael Ohashi. First pitch to Jack Brannigan, the fastball a little bit up, a little bit in, and it's 1-0, rather. Brannigan had a day yesterday, six RBIs, 3-for-5 at the plate, and two-run homers. Righty kicks fires, that one missed up high, check swing, he did not go around, 2-0. Jack Brannigan tripled his home run total in last night's ball game. Had one going in, left the yard yesterday going with three. That one in there, gets a strike on the board, now 2-1 the count. Righty-righty matchup. Ohashi, the 20-year-old out of Brazil. Kicks, fires, that one cut at and missed. Now 2-2, Ohashi right back in the count. It's all evened up. Time called at the plate by Brannigan. He'll take a second. Ohashi playing his third season here in Dunedin. He spent all of last year with the Blue Jays and about half of 2021 with Dunedin. Now the 2-2 pitch. That one in there. Called strike three. Backdoor slider got him looking. Back-to-back case to start off the outing for Ohashi. And now that's going to bring up Termar Johnson. Some clinical pitching so far we've seen through the first five outs of this ballgame. Now Termar Johnson stepping in. Johnson on the year batting 260. Two home runs, 13 RBIs. He drew four walks in last night's ballgame. First pitch just missed. Maybe a little off the plate, 1-0. Termar Johnson, the top-ranked prospect in the Pirates organization. Former fourth overall draft pick in last year's amateur draft. Playing in his first full professional season, now the 2-0. That one low and outside, a 3-0 count to Johnson. And he's already in position for yet another walk. Three balls, no strikes. Ohashi looking into Sammy. Gets the sign. Starts the windup. The 3-0 pitch. That one upstairs, a four-pitch walk. First base run of the ballgame by either team. It's a two-out walk here, bottom half of the first. And that's going to bring up Rodolfo Nolasco. Rodolfo Nolasco stepping in for the first time today. On the year batting 273, he's got five home runs and 25 RBIs. He hit a two-run shot in last night's ballgame. An absolute bullet that cleared the boardwalk out there past the Blue Jays bullpen in left field. First pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 to start him off. Another righty-righty matchup. Ohashi working out of the stretch for the first time today. That one inside. Evens it up 1-1. Termar Johnson over there at first base. Doesn't go a lot, just 3-of-4 attempting to steal. And the 1-1, that one inside. 2-1 now the count to Nolasco. Talked about it yesterday. This is a completely different type of team on the bases than we saw last week in Clearwater. Clearwater likes to go whenever they can, whenever they see an opportunity. Bradenton's a bit more tactical. That one low and outside. Now a 3-1 count in Alaska. Not the kind of hitter you want to get behind. Not the kind of guy you want to give a 3-1 count to. Now Ohashi comes set. And the 3-1. That one upstairs. Back-to-back walks. 8 of Ohashi's last 9 pitches have missed the zone. Now it'll be Shailene Polanco stepping in with runners at first and second. Runner in scoring position here early for the Marauders. Shailene Polanco, who leads the team in home runs. He's got 8. He's also the team leader, rather second on the team in RBIs with 26. Lefty-righty matchup, runners on first and second. 2 down here in this first inning. Ohashi trying to keep the Marauders off the board here in this first inning. First pitch, cut and a miss. Breaking ball, foul tip, indicated by Gabe Vargas. It's 0-1 to start off Polanco. This Marauders team has hit homers in their last 4 games in the first inning. Trying to break that streak here. Now the 0-1. That one fouled back to the screen. Quickly 0-2. Wind is blowing straight out to center field. Maybe a touch right, touch left, depending on the gusts. Might add a little bit of power to these bats. Ohashi comes set. The 0-2. Ground ball right side. That's going to be backhanded. McCarty can't pick it up. Flips it over to first and not in time. No, they got him. Oh, I thought Polanco beat it out, but the fist thrown in the air by Kenny Garcia says otherwise. That'll end the inning. The Blue Jays leave 2. We'll head to the bottom, rather top half of the second here at Lee Comp Park. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. I give you my whole life. My girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a college torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left a baggage for a mover.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. JP Massey after a clinical first inning. Just 8 pitches, 2 Ks. He's going to start things off against Roque Salinas, batting cleanup for your Blue Jays here tonight. Salinas, McCarty, and Robertis, the middle third of this Dunedin order. Lefty-righty matchup to get things going. First pitch by Massey, and that's a ground ball right side. It's going to kick foul, and it'll be 0-1 to Roque. No balls, a strike. Roque went 1-for-4 last night, single in his first at bat, then 0-for-3 after that. Wind up by Massey, that one missed off the plate outside, evens it up 1-1. That one missed low and in, so now 2-1 count to Roque. Roque Salinas playing in his 37th game so far for Dunedin, batting 181 on the year. a home run and 15 RBIs. That one snaps the bat. Ground ball over to second. It lands in the Marauders dugout. Toss over there by Tamar Johnson is in time for the out. Hopefully everybody's good in that Bradenton dugout. That bat shattered at the handle. Hit the netting right above the Marauders dugout and landed inside. Didn't see anybody get hit, so that's a great thing. Now Ryan McCarty will step up. Nobody on and one away. First pitch. That one inside. Did he go around? He did not. One and 0 to McCarty. Foul tip stayed in the middle of Giovanni Planchart. Now a 1-1 count. McCarty went 1-for-4 last night. A triple, his first triple of the year in the third inning. That was after the Blue Jays scored 2 in that inning. And he was left on. That one lifted high towards left. Going back towards the wall over at the track is the left fielder. And that is going to be out of here. Ryan McCarty gets the Blue Jays on the board with his third home run of the year. High fly ball to left. The wind kept it going. And it just cleared the wall and the glove of Emmanuel Torero, who leaped up at the wall. And the Blue Jays are on the board first. Ryan McCarty with a big celebration with the Blue Jays dugout. Dunedin takes an early 1-0 lead. Solo homer for McCarty. Now first pitch to Robert Robertes. Looked like the changeup by Massey. It's off the plate outside, and it popped off the mid of Planchart. 1-0. McCarty definitely seems like he's found something out of the plate as of late. Now a 2-0 count to Robertes. Early 1-0 lead. Massey kicks fires. That one low and outside. Now 3-0 to Robertes. Robertes on the year batting .185. He's got a home run and 8 RBIs. Righty-lefty matchup out of the windup. Massey the 3-0. That one a ground ball over to the left side. Picked up by Brannigan. The 3-0. He had the green light. And it doesn't work out well for the Blue Jays. A 5-3 put out after that homer. So two down now, Sammy Hernandez stepping in. Catcher for the second night in a row for the Blue Jays. Massey, first pitch to Hernandez. That one misses upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Sammy playing in his 26th game, a .194 batting average, ground ball foul towards the Blue Jays dugout. Good hands there by Manuel Beltre on the top step of the Blue Jays dugout. Snags it before it could do any damage. Now a 1-1 count. Ready kicks fires. That one upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Planchard, a couple have popped off his mitt already in this ballgame. Something to keep an eye on. He swapped out his glove in the fourth or fifth inning of last night's game. That one popped up back, and that should get out of play. It lands harmlessly on the netting, and now right over in front of Angel Del Rosario in the on-deck circle. A 2-2 count. Massey kicks fires. Ground ball left side. That's going to be right down the line. It's going to kick foul. Picked up by Brannigan, and he tosses it to his right side. Thought for a second it might stay fair. Hernandez hustling out of the box would have been an incredibly tough play for Brannigan. But instead, it's still a 2-2 count. Sammy walking back to the plate. Picks up his bat. He'll step back in. Still a 2-2 count. Time called at the plate by Hernandez, taking a few extra seconds. Now the righty kicks, fires the pitch. That one, a line shot that one hops in front of Castillo. Throw to first in time to get Hernandez, and that'll end the inning. But the Blue Jays open up this ballgame with the first run of the night. A solo homer off the bat of Ryan McCarty. We'll take a 1-0 lead to the home half of the second. Here at Leacom Park, you're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right. You can't be right.
We're back here, home half of the second inning. 1-0 lead for the Blue Jays. Alexander Mohik is going to lead things off for the Marauders. Rafael Ohashi back out for his second inning worth of work. Righty-righty matchup to get the bottom of the inning started. Ohashi starts his windup, kicks, fires first pitch. That one ripped left side, but it's going to hook foul. Lands at the farthest part of the netting and into the left field corner. 0-1 to start off Mohika. Alexander Mohika, the first baseman here today for the Marauders. On the year, batting 213, three home runs, 18 RBIs. Plays first or third defensively. That one lifted high right side in the infield in foul territory. Hernandez on a read. Now McCarty calls him off, makes the catch on the heel of the glove. Palmed it, but it's good enough for out number one. So one up, one down. That'll bring up Jesus Castillo, the shortstop. New shortstop here for the Marauders today. It was Javier Rivas yesterday. He got sent down to the complex as Francisco Acuna made his way back to suspension, and he's back on the Bradenton roster. First pitch, missed down low for a ball, 1-0 to start off Castillo. Out of the windup, Ohashi, the 1-0 pitch. That one, a touch up. And now 2-0 to Castillo. Two walks and two Ks in the inning, but no runs coming in for the Marauders. And Ohashi's first inning worth of work. Now, out of the windup, the 2-0 pitch. That one just missed outside. Now a 3-0 count. First two three-ball counts that Ohashi gave up ended up being walks. And now he's down 3-0. That one low and inside. Second four-pitch walk of the night, third overall for Ohashi. That'll put a runner on, one away now for Nick Cimillo, the DH. Cimillo did not play in last night's ballgame. On the year, batting 250, three home runs, eight RBIs, 21st game he's participated in. Ohashi back, he'll work out of the stretch again. Righty comes set. Now move over to first, and back in time is Castillo. Castillo does like to steal. 11 of 15 so far this year. He's third on the team behind Emmanuel Torero and Davies Nadal. There he goes. That one, a line shot. That's going to get over the head of Beltre. Now heading over to third is Castillo. The pickup by Roque is going to go to second, leaving that double play intact. Didn't think he could get him over at third base, so he opted to go to second. potentially catching Cimillo in a rundown, but Cimillo did not take a wide enough turn for that to happen. Castillo, who was off with the pitch, makes it over to third. Now runners on the corners, one away for the catcher, Giovanni Planchard. First base hit of the game for the Marauders. Good chance here to tie up this ball game. Runners on the corners, one away. Middle infield in double play depth. First pitch fouled back to the screen. 0-1 to start off Planchard. Planchard this year batting .236, a home run and 19 RBIs. Went 1-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored in last night's ballgame. Ohashi delivers. That one a line shot. That's going to be backhanded by Del Rosso. Picked over to second in time for one and first for two. What a play there by Angel Del Rosario for the 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. We'll head to the top half of the third. Blue Jays still lead 1-0. It's exactly what Ohashi needed. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here on the road in Bradenton. We're back here, top half of the third. Angel Del Rosario, you make a great play at defense, and now you step up to lead off an inning. He'll get things going here in this third. He'll be followed by Nick Deschamp, and then back up to the top of the order with Jaden Rudd. J.P. Massey out for his third inning worth of work. One run through the first two. Ready kicks, fires, first pitch. That one a ground ball up the middle left side. Picked up by the shortstop Castillo, and a pick over there by Mojica. Just getting Angel Del Rosario, who does have wheels, about a half step in time. Now one up, one down on the 6-3 putout. Nick Deschamps stepping in for the first time. Righty-lefty matchup with Deschamps at the plate. First pitch by Massey. That one taken off the plate outside for a ball. 1-0 to get Deschamps started. Nick Deschamps on the year batting .145, two home runs, eight RBIs, caught and a miss there, now 1-1. He has been struggling from the plate so far this year, trying to get it going. Massey out of the windup, the 1-1. That one skips right behind the plate, now 2-1 the count. Massey, two Ks in the first inning. All three outs in the second were recorded via the ground out. That one missed, maybe a little up high, a little outside as well. 3-1 now the count to Deschamps. Despite the .145 batting average, 153 points higher is his OBP. That one lifted high towards right. Going back to the wall is Nolasco over the wall, and it is gone! A solo shot for Nick Deschamps, his third of the year, and the Blue Jays double their lead. It's 2-0 here in the third. Nick DeShum absolutely blasted that one to right. Two home runs in the last two innings, both solo shots, thanks to DeShum and McCarty. Now it's 2-0 here with Jaden Rudd back up to the top of the order coming up. Worked the hitter's count, and he made it all worth every pitch. First pitch now to Rudd is in there for a called strike outside corner, 0-1. One to right, one to left. Now the 0-1 misses upstairs to Rudd. 1-1 now the count. Out of the windup, Massey, the 1-1 pitch. That one upstairs. So Ryan McCarty held the team lead in home runs for about 10 minutes before Nick DeShum joined him at the top of the list. Now the 2-1 pitch is down low, a 3-1 count to Rudd. Grounded out to second in his first at bat. Now Massey, the 3-1. That one low and inside. That's going to be ball four. I think they were deciding if it was a hit by pitch or not. Planchart thought it hit Rudd, but Rudd was taking his time anyway. So immediately after the solo homer by Nick DeShum, J.P. Massey issues a walk. That's going to get Matt Ford out of the Bradenton dugout. He'll go and try and calm down J.P. Massey. He's already given up as many runs in this first 2 1/3 innings he's pitched as he had in the entire month of May. Went 25 innings, gave up just 2 runs. That's already been matched here in the month of June. It's going to be Manuel Beltre at the plate, 1 on and 1 away. Jaden Rudd's got some wheels over there at first base. He's 9 of 11 so far this year on stolen base attempts. We'll see if the Blue Jays try to put him in motion. Manuel Beltre, who struck out swinging in his only at-bat thus far, up for the second time. And now we are back, ready to go. 1 on, 1 away. Massey out of the stretch, first pitch to Beltre. That one called a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 to start off Beltre. Jaden Rudd taking his lead over there at first. He's leaning towards second. Doesn't go. The 0-1 misses up high. A ball and a strike. One out here in this top half of the third. Blue Jays up 2-0. That one missed off the plate. Now a 2-1 count to Beltre. Two balls and a strike. Massey kicks, fires, caught, and a miss. Games it right back up 2-2. Beltre has been struggling as of late, batting just a .158 in his last 10 and .053 in his last 5. Massey kicks, fires the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball left side. Charging in is Castillo. Throw to first in time. Moving over to second on the play is Jaden Rudd. Two down in the inning, but the Blue Jays get a runner in scoring position. Now Tucker Thoman stepping in for the second time. He was the second strikeout victim of J.P. Massey. He and Beltre the only two to go down on strikes. Now batting from the left side again. Runner in scoring position. Massey comes set. And the pitch. Caught and a miss at that changeup. Look to be low below the zone. Now 0-1 to start off Thoman. Infield slightly shaded over to the right side with Thoman batting from the left. That one in there. Backs it up with a fastball right on the outside corner. An 0-2 count quickly here to Thoman. No balls, 2 strikes. Massey sets. kicks and fires. Caught and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Toman, but the Blue Jays double their lead on the solo homer by Nick Deschamps. We'll take a 2-0 lead, headed to the bottom half of the third. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the third, and Manuel Torero back up to the top of the order for the Marauders. He's going to lead things off. Ohashi back out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch in there for a called strike. Looked like he dropped in a changeup, 0-1 to start off Torero. Ohashi with a two-run cushion here, bottom half of the third. An 0-1 count to Torero. Out of the windup, the righty. Kicks, fires. Cut and a miss. Low inside slider, now down 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Ohashi, three walks so far in the first two innings, but nothing's come back to bite him just yet. Misses low and outside with that one. Now a 1-2 count. Wind is shifted towards straight out to right field. He'll be going out for the majority of this game. That one in there, right of the knees, called strike three. Third strikeout of the night for Rafael Ohashi. One up, one down in the inning. That'll bring up Jack Brannigan. Ohashi, three strikeouts so far tonight. Brannigan, who also struck out in his first at bat. First pitch, that one missed upstairs, 1-0. Ball and no strikes. That one at the knees, called a strike, evens it up 1-1. Again, this is an all ABS game. Home plate umpire Gabe Vargas has an earpiece in. That'll give a little ding when something's in the zone. The 1-1 fouled back to the screen. Now 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Termar Johnson, the second baseman, on deck. Righty comes set. Out of the windup, the pitch. Lifted back and out of play. Brannigan stays alive. Still down 1-2. Blue Jays coming into this ball game 25-27. That one line shot, and it's caught by Delro. Leaped up in the air to prevent that from getting into right center field. Another nice play by Angel Del Rosario, and that's two down. Ohashi gives him a nice little point, says thanks for that, pal. And that's two up, two down. Termar Johnson up for the second time. Reached on a walk in his only plate appearance thus far. Cuts and misses there. The changeup, it's 0-1 to start him off. Now out of the windup, Ohashi. Cut and a miss. Down 0-2 is Johnson. No balls, two strikes, two down. Ohashi trying for his first 1-2-3 inning. That one in the dirt. Kept in front by Hernandez. Now a 1-2 count. A ball and two strikes. A righty-lefty matchup. Ohashi looking in, waiting for the sign from Hernandez. Now glove to face, starts the windup. The 1-2. That one off the plate outside. Two balls, two strikes. Bases empty, two down here in the bottom half of the third. 2-0 lead, the 2-2 pitch. That one lifted high up in towards shallow left center. Beltre out there. Let's see if he gets called off. He does by Rudd, and he'll haul it in for out number three. First clean inning for Rafael Ohashi. 1-2-3 go the Marauders. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. We're a third of the way through this ballgame already. Blue Jays lead 2-0 here at Leacon Park.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Blue Jays up 2-0. Roque Salinas going to lead things off. 4-5-6 hitters due up. Salinas, McCarty, and Robertis. J.P. Massey back out for his fourth inning worth of work. First pitch to Roque. Misses off the plate outside. 1-0 to get him started. Massey, 44 pitches through the first three. Gave up two on two solo shots. That one misses up and out. Now a 2-0 count. Those two solo shots, the only two hits on the night for Dunedin. One additional walk is all the base runners they've had. That one missed outside as well. Now a 3-0 count. And that's going to be called a strike, rather. I think there might have been an issue there with the earpiece of Gabe Vargas. Now the 2-1 ground ball over to second, picked up by Johnson. Throw to first is going to be in time to get Roque for the 4-3 putout. One up, one down. Now Ryan McCarty. McCarty stepping in for the second time here tonight. 1-for-1 with that solo shot to get the scoring started. His third homer of the year. Now Massey standing tall on the mound. Starts that windup. First pitch to McCarty. That one above the zone. Misses four ball, 1-0. the windup. The righty kicks, fires. That one in the dirt. In the left-handed batter's box, 2-0. Massey yanked that one. 2 balls, no strikes. And the pitch. That one off the plate outside. Now 3-0. J.P. Massey's worst start of the year came against these Blue Jays. And a 4-pitch walk to McCarty. He's now aboard for the second time. This is the first time he'll actually have a legit trip around the bases. It'll be one-on-one away for Robert Robertis. Dineen's the only team that have hit a home run against J.P. Massey. They hit two in the first time they faced him. They've hit two tonight. So 4 homers given up by Massey to Dineen and 0 to the rest of the league. Now a snap throw back over to first and McCarty back in. It was a good job there by Planchart recognizing that McCarty took a step or two off the first base bag with that ball in the dirt, but Alexander Mojica was playing a little bit too far away from first to really make a play. Now the 1-0. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Massey over to second in time for one, and first he got him. A 1-6-3 double play to end the inning, and we'll head to the home half of the fourth. Still 2-0, Blue Jays lead. We're back here in the bottom half of the fourth. Rodolfo Nolasco is going to lead things off. Reached on a walk and is only at bat. First pitch, that one missed up and out for a ball 1-0. Ohashi in his fourth inning worth of work. No runs through three. Out of the windup, the 1-0 pitch. That one lifted high, right side of the infield. In foul territory, Ryan McCarty's got a read on it. Calling, and he makes the grab for out number one. Second F3 in foul territory caught by McCarty. And now it'll be Shailene Polanco, the center fielder. He grounded out to first to end that first inning on a really close call. I originally had him safe, but Kenny Garcia had him otherwise. First pitch missed inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off the at-bat. Righty-lefty matchup. Out of the windup, Ohashi. The 1-0 pitch. Foul tip back to the screen. And that'll even it up 1-1. Blue Jays up 2-0 here. Bottom half of the fourth. Just one hit so far for the Marauders. That belongs to Nick Cimillo on a line shot to left field. Only 2 hits on the day for the Blue Jays. They're both solo shots. Those are the two difference makers in this game so far. The 1-1, that one lifted towards center, going back into left center field, is Rudd over the track, and he hauls it in. Over the shoulder grab made by Jaden Rudd. Two up, two down, and that'll bring up Alexander Mojica. Alexander Mojica stepping in for the second time. He fouled out to Ryan McCarty and is only at bat thus far. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch, cut and a miss. Looked like the slider there by Ohashi on one. Line shot, that's going to hook foul. Hard hit off the bat of Mojica, but he couldn't keep it fair. He's now down 0-2. Everybody's playing right now in the Florida State League. That hasn't been the case a lot lately. A lot of games have been delayed as we get to that time of year here in Florida where it rains every day. Now the 0-2 pitch by Ohashi. Caught and a miss, a half-hearted swing by Mojica, and he almost followed Sam Hernandez backpedaling towards the Blue Jays dugout. Three up, three down for the second inning in a row. Go the Marauders. We'll head to the top half of the fifth here in Bradenton. 2-0, Dunedin leads.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real fun until we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are full until Monday morning. And
we're back here, top half of the fifth. Sammy Hernandez going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. J.P. Massey back out for his fifth inning worth of work. Righty-righty matchup, a 2-0 lead for the Blue Jays. First pitch by Massey up and in to Hernandez, 1-0 to get him started. Sammy grounded out to the shortstop, Jesus Castillo, and is only at bat thus far. The 1-0 pitch, ground ball left side, that's going to kick foul. Donnie Murphy backing up, making the play. Toss it back into his own dugout, it's 1-1. Massey out of the windup, the 1-1 pitch to Hernandez. And that one checked at, low and outside in the dirt. Kept in front by Planchart, that'll make it 2-1. That one popped up left side. That's going to go foul. And now 2-2 to Hernandez. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one a line shot. That's going to get into center field. A leadoff single for Sammy Hernandez, taking a wide turn as Shailene Polanco took a while to get there in left center. But Sammy thought better of it, retreats back to first base, and he'll settle for a single. One on, nobody out. Angel Del Rosario. Now time being called as we're about ready to go before the ball boy was able to get back to the dugout with Sammy's gear. Massey pitching out of the stretch, kicks, fires, looking for a bunt is Delro, and it looks like a good one. Picked up by Brannigan, throw to first is in time to get Del Rosario. Angel does his job. He moves the runner into scoring position, sacrifices himself. Now Nick Deschamps will step in. Runner in scoring position, one away here in this top half of the fifth. Nick Deschamps, who hit his third homer of the year, solo shot to make it 2-0 in his only at-bat thus far. Righty kicks, fires. That one low and inside. And the dirt blocked by Planchard. Staying at second is Sammy. It's 1-0. Three home runs and nine RBIs now on the resume for Deschamps. That one sent high towards center. Polanco now a late turn. He's only moving a few steps. Polanco will haul it in. Moving over to third will be Hernandez. He'll stop there. Moves 90 feet closer, but with two outs, and that'll bring up Jaden Rudd. Sammy 90 feet away there at third. Two down here in the inning. Jaden Rudd stepping in for the third time. He's 0-for-1 with a walk. Taking some time as Termar Johnson has to retie his cleat. Now he'll jog back over to his position and we'll be ready to go. Righty-lefty matchup again. Massey comes set. Kicks, fires. First pitch to Rudd is off the plate outside. Planchard had to move over to his left to get out to that one. And the 1-0. That one a ground ball. That's going to get through into right field. An RBI single for Jaden Rudd. And the Blue Jays take a 3-0 lead. Jaden Rudd aboard for the second time. His first hit knocks in his 12th RBI this season. Now Manuel Beltre will come up. Three nothing lead here in the fifth. First pitch, that one missed off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Manuel Beltre. Now move over to first, and back in time is Rudd. A little late with the dive back, but no harm, no foul. Alexander Mojica, again, a little bit slow to get back to the bag when making the grab on a throwback. Now the 1-0. That one low. 2-0 now the count to Beltre. Three runs on four hits so far for Dunedin. No runs on one hit for the Marauders. Massey kicks, fires. That one fouled down to the plate and back to the on-deck circle of Dunedin. Two balls, one strike, and two down. Jaden Rudd back over there at first base. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. That one in the dirt. Gross breaking ball there by Massey. Slider fooled Beltre. Now it evens it up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Massey comes set. Taking his time. Kicks, fires. There goes Rudd. That one gets back to the backstop. Now they're trying to push right over to third. He'll stop at second. Now the throw is back to second by Planchard. No chance to throw behind Rudd there. He moves into scoring position. Now a full count for Beltre. Full count, two down. Massey comes set. Payoff pitch. That one called strike three, right on the low outside corner. Beltre goes down looking his second strikeout of the night. And the Blue Jays leave a runner in scoring position, but they do extend the lead. An RBI single for Rudd makes it 3-0. We're halfway through this ball game here at Lecomp Park. 3-0, Blue Jays lead after 4.5. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth, 3-0 ball game. Jesus Castillo is going to lead things off for the Marauders. First pitch by Ohashi is just off the plate for a ball, 1-0. In his fifth inning worth of work, no runs on one hit so far through four. Just 51 pitches for Ohashi. That one, the slider in there, catches the back door, evens it up 1-1. He has issued three walks, but none since the second inning. Last two innings have been perfect for Ohashi. That one in there catches the inside corner. I think Castillo at first thought to challenge, but this is not a challenge game. Ball and two strikes. And the pitch. That one low and outside. Castillo reached on a walk in his only plate appearance thus far. Officially 0-0. And the 2-2 by Ohashi. That one in on the hands. Popped up shallow left. Coming in is Roque. Beltre's calling for it, and Roque will call him off. He'll make the grab for out number one. One up, one down. Now Nick Cimilla will step in. Last eight Marauders batters have all been retired since that wonderfully turned double play by Angel Del Rosario. Now Cimilla stepping in for the second time. He's got the only base hit for the Marauders. First pitch almost hit him. It was inside 1-0. Ohashi looking in, starts the windup, the 1-0 pitch. That one lifted high up in the infield. Left side in foul territory. Hernandez, he's going to get called off by Toman. Toman makes the grab. That's 6-8 feet to the left of the third base line, and that's two down. Ohashi's found himself a groove. And now the catcher, Giovanni Planchart, stepping in for the second time. He grounded into that inning-ending double play to end that second inning. First pitch. That one misses a little bit up high. He couldn't drop in the slider. 1-0 to start off Planchart. Righty kicks, fires. That one, a line shot. That's hooking down the line. That's going to be a fair ball. Over to the left field wall. Extra bases for Blanchard. He'll stop at second with a two-out double. Just the second hit of the night for the Marauders. Comes here with two outs in this fifth inning. And now back up to the top of the order with Emmanuel Torero stepping in. Giovanni Blanchard with his fifth double of the year. Puts himself in scoring position here, two down. Ohashi out of the stretch, first pitch, that one upstairs. Torero's 0 for 2, 2 Ks, one swing and one looking. That one a chopper left side. That's going to be picked up by Toman. Going to first, and it's going to be in time. A good scoop there by McCarty to end the inning. 5-3 put out in just his second start of the year at first. A solid pick there by McCarty to end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the sixth here at Lee Comp Park. It's 3-0 Blue Jays.
Put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, darling. Riding high. I played it hard and fast, I had everything. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah, da da da, cause I'm begging. Put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. And put your loving hand out, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man. The kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be. The shadow all my life.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. Tucker Toman's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. J.P. Massey back out again. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Toman. Massey in the sixth inning worth of work. Righty kicks, fires. That one lined left side. That's going to hook foul. Toman down 0-2 for the third straight at bat. He's 0 for 2, 2 Ks. Massey, 70 pitches. That one a ground ball over to first. It'll be picked up by Mojica. He'll step on the bag himself for the out. That's one up, one down. 3-0 on the score sheet now. Roque Salinas stepping in for the third time. Righty-lefty matchup. Massey starts the windup. First pitch to Roque. That one off the plate outside. 1-0 to start him off. Blue Jays scored one in the second, one in the third, one in the fifth to take a 3-0 lead. That one fouled back to the screen. Now a 1-1 count. Massey looking in, starts the windup, the 1-1 pitch. Now in a line, shot left side. That gets underneath the glove of Castillo into shallow left. Now hustling in is Torero. That'll prevent Roque from getting over to second. One out single for Salinas. That'll bring up Ryan McCarty. Good effort there by Jesus Castillo, diving to his right, but it just got under his glove. Now McCarty stepping in for the third time. One for one with a solo shot. He reached on a walk in his second plate appearance. First pitch, caught and a miss. Big hack of that one by McCarty. It's 0-1. Fifth hit of the ball game for the Blue Jays. Righty out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. Ground ball left side, foul. Now down 0-2 is McCarty. No balls, two strikes, and one away. And the 0-2 pitch. Fouled up and over the netting. Out of the stadium, it's 0-2 still. McCarty stays alive. He'll see another pitch. One on and one away. Okay, not apt to take off from first base. The 0-2 pitch, ground ball left side. That'll be picked up by Brannigan. Over to second for one, and first is a bouncer, and it's in time, says Kenny Garcia. I think that might have been a makeup call. Definitely think McCarty got there in time. It bounced in front of Mojica, took a lot of heat off of it. But it ends up being an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. We'll head to the home half of the sixth here at Lee Comp Park. 3-0, Blue Jays lead.
I be like, shoot, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up from Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me with some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be outie hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
Look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that stuff down and write it. Sunshine 24/7, clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven? Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. Jack Brannigan's going to lead things off. Rafael Ohashi back out for his sixth inning worth of work. No runs through the first five. Ohashi's been excellent so far. First pitch missed off the plate outside. 0-1 to start off Brannigan. Just 62 pitches through the first five innings for Ohashi. A 1-0 count of the plate. Out of the windup, the righty kicks deals. That one missed inside. Now 2-0 to Brannigan. Brannigan struck out looking in his first at bat and was robbed of a base hit into right center field by Angel Del Rosario. Now the 2-0, that one missed upstairs. 3-0 the count. Nobody warming up in the pen just yet for the Blue Jays. Actually, I take that back. There is a righty. Looks like Kiner Leon having some tosses out there in the pen. Now the 3-0. That one missed. A four-pitch walk to lead off the inning. Ohashi's definitely still got some bullets left in the chamber. I'd assume they want him to get through this inning. And they've got Kiner out there warming up as a precaution. Now one on one away for Johnson. Rather, nobody out for Johnson. First pitch, that one can't drop in there. It's 1-0. Five straight balls to start off the inning for Ohashi. Out of the stretch now. Kicks, fires. That one in there. One and one to count. Brannigan is a threat to take off. He's 9-for-9 so far this year. Ground ball right side. Picked up by McCarty. Over to second for one. Covering at first is Ohashi, and it's not going to be in time. Tamar Johnson with just enough speed to beat out the 3-6-1 double play that is rarely seen. So it'll be one-on-one away for Rodolfo Nolasco stepping in for the third time. Nolasco's 0-for-1. He did reach on a walk in his first plate appearance. He fouled out to Ryan McCarty near the Marauders' dugout in his first official at-bat. First pitch missed, 4-ball, 1-0. Ohashi still working out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. That one missed. Just a touch inside, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Righty kicks, fires. That one missed inside as well. Just two strikes in the inning so far for Ohashi. On 10 total pitches. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there. Right on the outside corner, gets a strike on the board. It's 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Now move over to first, and back in time is Johnson. First disengagement there for Ohashi. Just the second pickoff move he's made. And the 3-1. Ground ball foul, left side. Full count now to Nolasco. One on and one away. Righty-righty matchup. Ohashi comes set. 3-2 pitch. That one up and out. Ohashi lost him. Sammy calls time. He's going to go out and talk to Ohashi. Ohashi pats his chest twice. Says, my bad on that. It's definitely not where they wanted it. Two walks in the inning, has runners on first and second. Now for Shailene Polanco. This could all change on one swing of the bat. Now Corey Reardon is going to head out of the dugout. This is going to count as a second mound visit for the Blue Jays, as Sammy Hernandez already left the mound. He had already made it back to the plate. So this will be two mound visits for the price of one. Realistically, it's one mound visit for the price of two. Now headed out to break up the meeting is Gabe Vargas, and everybody's going to disperse from the mound before he even gets there. So Vargas getting his steps in. Third total mound visit of the day for the Blue Jays. They've got four remaining throughout the course of the next three-plus innings. Runners on first and second, one away. First pitch to Polanco. That one misses outside. He's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a flyout. Definitely a dangerous hitter. A lot of power, despite that 227 average. Caught and a miss. Nice off speed there by Ohashi. It's 1-1. Ready, comes set, looks back towards second, now kicks, fires, that one ripped to right. That's going to be trouble. That's going to be one hop in the wall. Extra bases for Polanco, one run comes in. They're going to hold the runner at third. It's going to be an RBI double for Shailene Polanco, and the Marauders are on the board. Kiner Leone should be just about ready out there in the Blue Jays dugout, rather bullpen. Keeping an eye on Donnie, seeing if he's going to come off that top step. And he will come out of the dugout, so that's going to end the day for Rafael Ohashi. We'll wait for the signal. Ohashi had been extremely stingy through the first five innings. And now Donnie gives the point to Kenny Garcia. He'll head out to the bullpen. So that'll end the day for Rafael Ohashi. 5 1/3 innings of work. The one run, but he is responsible for the runners on second and third. Tying run on second base for Bradenton, and we'll be back with a new pitcher. It's Kiner Leone. We'll talk about him when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network on the road here in Bradenton. We're back here, bottom of the sixth, one away. Kiner Leone enters this ballgame with runners on second and third, his 11th appearance of the year. He's 1-2 with a 5.91 ERA through 10 2/3, but he hasn't given up an earned run in his last four appearances out of the pen. Now, first pitch to Alexander Mojica is in there for a called strike. Starts him off 0-1. Leone inherits runners on second and third, one out here in this inning, trying to keep the Blue Jays in the lead. That one misses up and in, now a 1-1 count. So that does it for Rafael Ohashi. 5 1/3 innings of work, 3 hits, the 1 run so far, 5 walks and 4 Ks. Caught and a miss there on the slider by Leone. Mojica down 1-2. Mojica is 0-2 on the day. A strikeout here would be huge for Leone. Got him chasing on that slider low. See if they go back to it. And the pitch. And they did, but no chase there by Mojica. Mojica wise to lay off that one. Two balls, two strikes to the big righty. Leone kicks, fires. That one lifted high towards center. Coming in now is Rudd. Out in left center field, it's actually Roque. Roque's going to make the grab. The runner is going to take off at first, but he'll hold up. Rodolfo Nolasco made a couple steps towards the plate before wisely holding up. It was cut off by Tucker Thoman. Would have been a little bit down the line. So that works out just as well as a strikeout for the Blue Jays. Two down now with that tying run on second. First pitch to Jesus Castillo, taken upstairs. Almost got away from Sammy. Fastball way above the zone. He had to reach high up there to get to it. Castillo 0-1. He did reach on a walk First time he came to the plate. Now the 1-0, that one upstairs as well. 2-0. Leon trying to keep the Blue Jays in this 3-1 lead. Just one out away from doing so. Ready kicks, fires. That one drops in there. Solid slider there. 2-1 now the count to Castillo. Leon, the 19-year-old out of Venezuela. That one just misses upstairs. Now a 3-1 count. Pitched in one game for the Blue Jays last season. He spent all year here so far. Kicks, fires. That one in there. Now a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two down. Leon staying at the top of the zone there. Righty comes set. Kicks, fires, the payoff pitch. Cut and a miss. Big strikeout there for Leon. Got him swinging over top the slider. Celebrating a bit, and Rodolfo Nolasco didn't like it. Looked like he had a couple words for Leon. But either way, that'll end the inning, and the Blue Jays maintain their lead. But Bradenton does score one in the inning. It's 3-1. We'll head to the top of the seventh here at Leacomp Park. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top half of the seventh. Blue Jays up 3-1. Marauders left the tying run on second base. New pitcher for the Marauders is the lefty, Julian Bosnick. First pitch to Robert Robertus. Missed off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off the at-bat. Bosnick on for the 13th time. A 2.14 ERA with a 1-1 record. That one fouled back and out of play. 1-1 now to Robertus. Bosnick, the 14th round pick in last year's draft by the Pirates. That one taken down low. Now 2-1 to Robertus. Out of the University of South Carolina, 23 years old. We saw him once in the series at TD Ballpark. He gave up a run in 2 1/3. That one lined to left. That's going to fall for a base hit. A leadoff single for Robert Robertus. He's on for the first time. That'll put a runner on. Nobody out for Sammy Hernandez. Sammy coming up for the third time. He's 1-for-2. Single and a run scored. First pitch. Caught and a miss on the changeup there by Bosnick. 0-1 to start off Hernandez. Final line for J.P. Massey. 6 innings of work. 5 hits, 3 runs. They were all earned. 2 walks and 4 Ks. 2 of the 3 runs came on solo shots by Ryan McCarty and Nick Desham. An 0-1 count. Massey leaves in line for the loss. Now move over to first, and Herbertus back in time, diving head first safely. First disengagement for Bosnick. That one, a ground ball over to third. Picked up by Brannigan over to second in time for one, and first in time for two. 5-4-3 double play wipes away the leadoff single. And I'll put a run, rather, nobody on, and two down for Angel Del Rosario. Yet another double play we've seen here. First pitch in there for a called strike to Delro. 0-1 to start him off. And he cuts and fouls that one off. Now quickly down 0-2. Delro officially 0-for-1, third plate appearance. Sacrificed himself in his last time up on a bunt. That one fouled back to the screen. Now he stays alive. Count stays 0-2. No balls and two strikes, two down. Base is empty. Lefty. Out of the windup. Kicks, fires. That one in there, outside corner. Dropped in what looked to be a curveball. Really nice pitch there by Bosnick for his first K, and that ends the inning. We'll head to the home half of the seventh here at Lee Comp Park. It's 3-1. It's stretch time here in Bradenton. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
South to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight.
We're back here. Bottom half of the seventh. Fitz Stadler is the new pitcher for the Blue Jays, taking over for Kiner Leone, who did his job getting the final two outs of that inning. Leaving the tying run on second and another runner on third. First pitch, cut, and a foul tip back to the screen by Nick Cimillo. And it's 0-1. Stadler on for the sixth time since being down here in Dunedin, rehabbing from Tommy John. Righty kicks, fires, cut, and a miss. Blue Jays keeping him here in Dunedin. Still working back from that elbow injury. Had a bad first outing. Gave up three walks and two runs. That one lifted towards right. Robert Roberta is settling there. Medium depth, he makes the grab, and that's one up, one down. That'll bring up the catcher, Giovanni Planchart. Since that first rough outing by Fitz Stadler, he's gone 4 2/3 with just one run allowed. Just 4 total hits given up in those 5 1/3 innings. That first pitch missed down low to Blanchard. It's 1-0. Big, tall righty out of Arizona State. Former 18th rounder by the Blue Jays back in 2018. That one fouled up and out. It's going to be 1-1. A ball and a strike. Stadler kicks, fires. Ground ball left side. That's going to be picked up by Toman. Throw to first will be not in time. Well, it was in time, but it got away from Ryan McCarty. Not sure if that throw was a little bit down the line, and it popped out of the mid of McCarty if there was a collision between him and Blanchard. We'll see how they rule that. It will be an error, and I'd have to assume it goes down as an E3. And they actually rule it as a throwing error on Toman. So it was a bit down the line, and the official scorer ruled it the way I originally saw it. Now first pitch to Emmanuel Torero. He looks to lay down a bunny, pops it back up to the top of the screen, and it's 0-1. One on and one away. Stadler comes set, kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. Evens up the count 1-1. Torero 0-3, 2 Ks and a ground out. The 1-1 pitch, caught and a miss. Now Torero down 1-2. Stadler trying for another clean outing here. And it's time with the Blue Jays. Trying to get back up to Triple-A Buffalo. And the 1-2. Ground ball over to second. Picked up by Delro. Flips it over underhand to Beltre and over to first in time. An inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. Yet another double play turned by these teams' infields. And that will send us to the top half of the eighth. It's still 3-1. Blue Jays lead after 7. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Bradenton.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes. Dancing, catch your eye, you'd be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. Nick Deschamps is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. He's 1-for-2 with that solo shot back in the third inning. First pitch by Julian Bosnick. Back out for a second inning worth of work. Misses low and outside for a ball 1-0. We've seen 5 double plays already turned by these infields. 4 of them have been to end innings. That one missed up high. The breaking ball couldn't catch the top of the zone. It's 2-0. Lefty kicks, fires that one in there for a strike, 2-1. Deschamps hitting his third homer of the year back in that third inning. And he takes that one in there now, 2-2. Time called at the plate by Deschamps. He'll take a step out now, digging back in. Lefty-lefty matchup for the first matchup of the inning. Bosnick starts the windup, the 2-2. Caught and a miss. Really nice slider low and outside. Got Deschamps to chase. That'll bring us back up to the top of the order with Jaden Rudd. Jaden Rudd stepping in for the fourth time. He's 1-for-2. RBI single in his last at bat. He also reached via the walk. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch by Bosnick. Looking to lay down a bunt is Rudd. He pulls back, takes it for a strike. 0-1. He noticed that Brannigan playing a little bit far back there at third. See if he tries to put one down again. And he checks his swing. It's in there. Just catches the bottom part of the zone with the slider. Now, Rudd down 0-2. Jaden calls time, takes a step out. No batting gloves for the left-handed hitter. Big deep breath there by Bosnick. Taking his time. Starts his windup. The 0-2 pitch. That one in there. Rudd watches three straight strikes. He goes down looking. Strikeout number 3 on the night for Bosnick, and that'll bring up Manuel Beltre. Bosnick has struck out the last 3 batters he's faced. First to Beltre, slider, and he fouls towards the Blue Jays' dugout. It's 0-1. Beltre 0-for-3, 2 Ks so far this evening. Lefty kicks, fires. That one, a ground ball left side. That's going to be picked up by Brannigan. He's got time, throw to first in time for out number 3. 3 up, 3 down go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the bottom half of the 8th here at Lecomp Park. Dunedin still leads 3-1. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you made up. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride? Ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. Baby, if it's meant to be. Maybe we do,
maybe we don't.
Maybe we will,
maybe we won't.
But if it's meant to be.
We're back here, bottom half of the 8th. Jack Brannigan is going to lead things off for the Marauders. 3-1 lead for Dunedin. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the lefty out of the University of San Diego, 24-year-old Ian Churchill. First pitch, that one off the plate outside. Fastball missed, 1-0 to start off Brannigan. Church on for the 16th time this year. 3-0 record, a 1.47 ERA through 18 and a third. Lefty out of the stretch, kicks, fires that one in there. Evens up the count, 1-1. Caught and missed there on the fastball, blew it by him. One ball, two strikes. Church has been excellent all year long for the Blue Jays, except for two starts in Fort Myers. The only two starts where he's given up any earned runs. Gave up three in two appearances on that road series. Combined just one inning worth of work. Apart then, he's been brilliant. Lefty comes set. And the 1-2 to Brannigan. Caught and a miss. Down swing and goes Brannigan. One batter, 1K for Churchill. And that'll bring up Tamar Johnson. Tamar Johnson, left-handed hitter. 0 for 2 on the day. Did reach on a fielder's choice and came around to score. The only run of the game for the Marauders thus far. Churchill kicks, fires, first pitch is in there for a called strike. First time we're seeing Churchill since 5 days ago in Clearwater, where he went an inning shutout. Perfect inning in relief with a K. That one fell back to the screen, now 0-2. He's well rested. Pitching here in game two of this Bradenton series. Churchill comes set, and the 0-2. That one upstairs. Missed with the fastball. 1-2 now the count. Rodolfo Nolasco, the right fielder, on deck. Churchill. The 1-2 pitch. That one, bottom of the zone, called strike three. Down looking goes Johnson, and he's arguing with Gabe Vargas. Despite the ABS system in play, Johnson not happy with the call. Doesn't agree that that was at the knees for a strike, and now Rodolfo Nolasco is going to step in. Two batters, two Ks for Churchill in the inning. Now lefty-righty matchup. First pitch to Nolasco. Caught and a miss there on the changeup. It's 0-1. Fastball slider, change up in the repertoire for Ian Churchill. Ground ball left side, that's a foul ball. Just about 2 feet to the left of that third base bag, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two down. Righty digging back in. Lefty comes set on the rubber. Churchill. Kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Three straight 1-2 counts in this appearance for him. Back-to-back K's trying to strike out the side. And the 1-2. Caught and a miss. Changeup got him swinging over top. Down goes Nolasco. And a three-strikeout inning for Churchill. Strikes out the side. We'll head to the ninth. Blue Jays up by two. They'll look to add a couple insurance runs as we get to the last inning of this ballgame, potentially. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Bradenton. Offense coming up for the ninth.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight,
Every pure intention ends when the good times start. Falling over everything.
We're back here, top of the ninth. Tucker Thomas going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. New pitcher for the Marauders is the righty, number 17, Elijah Birdsong, on for the 14th time. First pitch, cut at and missed, 0-1 to start off Thoman. Birdsong, the 18th round pick out of Pacific University by the Pirates last year. 1-0 this year with a 1.65 ERA through 16 and a third. Righty comes set. First time we're seeing him in this series. That one skips across the plate. Now a 1-1 count. We saw him once in the series at TD Ballpark. He went two innings pitched. Gave up two walks, but that was it, striking out two. That one off the plate outside. Now a 2-1 count. Blue Jays trying to get an insurance run or two as we head towards the bottom half of the ninth inning. Nobody warming up in the pen for the Blue Jays, so you got to assume it's going to be Churchill's ninth. Ground ball over to short, picked up by Castillo. Throw to first in time for the out, and that's one away. Now Roque Salinas stepping in. Ryan McCarty on deck. Righty-lefty matchup. Birdsong out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. That one lifted high towards center. Coming in is Polanco. He'll call for it, make the grab, and that'll be out number two. Two quick outs for Birdsong. Now Ryan McCarty stepping in. He's up for the fourth time tonight. One for two with a solo shot, also reached on a walk, grounded into a double play. Nobody on, two down. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one missed off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off the at-bat. That one called a strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. The pitch by Birdsong, and that one a foul tip. I think that might have went off the chest of Planchart. High fastball that McCarty got a piece of, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Birdsong, the pitch. That one in the dirt. McCarty takes, and leaving up the count 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch by Birdsong, caught and a miss. Good off-speed there by the righty, and that'll end the inning. So we'll head to the bottom half of the ninth here at Lecom Park. It's going to be Churchill on for the two-inning save. We'll be back here, bottom half of the ninth, coming up here at Lecom Park. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Think about you and me, but today I see our reflections clearly.
the screen.
You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone, now the night is come. But sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. E-waves been faking me out. Can't make you happy, don't now.
You can't fight it, you can't breathe. You say something so loving, but now I gotta let you go. You'll be better off in someone you. I don't wanna be alone. You know it hurts me too. You look so broken when you cry.
I just wish that I could give you that. That look that's perfectly unsaid. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. He always been faking me out.
We're back here at Leacomb Park. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. A little bit of a weird situation here in the middle of the ninth. Donnie Murphy and Brandon Hammerstrom, the head athletic trainer for the Blue Jays, had to go out and have a meeting with the umpire crew, along with Ian Churchill and Sammy Hernandez. I'm not exactly sure what they were discussing. At first, I wasn't sure if it was an injury, but Churchill's still out there and he didn't even throw a pitch. But after the brief conversation that the two umpires had with Churchill, Hernandez, Hammerstrom, and Murphy, Gabe Vargas went over to the Marauders' dugout and spoke with the manager, Jonathan Johnston. Now, I always do a substance check in between innings. It might have been related to that, but I'm not sure exactly what was going on. Churchill wasn't taken out of the game, and he didn't have to change his glove or anything like that. So everything's as of normal. 1-0 count to start off Shailene Polanco. That one fouled back to the screen now, 1-1. So I'll try to find out anything that I can. Not sure what we'll be able to make available, but it'll be a 1-1 count to Polanco. Perfect first inning in relief for Churchill, and that one just missed now, a 2-1 count. Three up, three down. He went in the eighth, three Ks. Now the lefty comes set, and the 2-1, that one sent towards right center. Jaden Rudd, it's up in the air. He's going to be able to run it down for the out, and that's a one up, one down. Haven't seen that happen at this level at all. But either way, the Blue Jays two outs away. Now Alexander Mojica is going to step in. Mojica 0 for 3. Pop out in foul territory. Strikeout swinging and a fly ball to left field. That one lifted towards left. That's going to fall in front of Roque. A one out single here in the ninth. That'll bring the potential tying run to the plate. First guy to reach against Churchill. And Bradenton's going to bring on a pinch runner. Newly activated Francisco Acuna He was activated prior to today's game after serving an 80-game suspension. Now Jesus Castillo. Lefty ready matchup, first pitch, caught in a miss, blew a fastball by him 0-1. Acuna was suspended for 80 games for PED use. Caught in a miss now, 0-2. He's back after serving that punishment. Now Churchill comes set. The 0-2. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not, says Kenny Garcia. So it'll be a 1-2 count now to Castillo. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch. That went off the plate outside. Evens it up 2-2. Obviously, Acuna's first action of the year comes here. Pinch running for Alexander Mojica. Castillo, the potential tying run at the plate. 2-2 pitch. That one fouled back up and over the screen. Count stays the same. He'll stay alive. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Churchill comes set. Looking over towards first now. Kicks, fires. That one up and out. Last year in Greensboro, Francisco Acuna, 7 of 10 on stolen bases. Got to think, will the Pirates send him here? Rather, the Marauders send him here. That one fouled back to the screen now. Count stays full. Trying to keep a double play out of the works, potentially. Not sure if it would be a bad idea to do it. Full count, one away. Lefty kicks, fires. That one inside. That's going to put the tying run on. Sammy's going to exit from behind the plate. He's going to go out to the mound, and so is Corey Reardon. He steps out of the dugout. The entire Blue Jays infield will have a meeting discussing how to pitch against Nick Cimillo, who is coming up. Cimillo 1-for-3 on the day, a single in his first at bat, and he fouled out to third and flew out to right. Tying run is aboard there at first base. Nick Cimillo would represent the potential winning run if it came to that. Two on and one away, Cimillo stepping in for the fourth time. Ian Churchill trying for his second save in as many attempts. It'd be a six-out save. Nobody working in the bullpen at the moment for the Blue Jays. We'll see if that changes if Churchill can't get out of this situation. 3-1 ball game here, top nine. Rather, bottom nine. Churchill comes set, kicks, fires. Ground ball left side. That's going to be picked up by Toman. Steps on the bag at third. Throw to first in time. A game-ending 5-3 double play. The Blue Jays hold on after the Marauders were able to put the tying run aboard. A 5-3 double play as McCarty and Tolman shake hands after they remove their caps. So the Blue Jays even up this series with a 3-1 victory. Bradenton took game one. The Blue Jays take game two. Final lines are as follows. Your Blue Jays scored 3 runs on 6 hits. They committed 1 error. The Marauders 1 run on 4 hits. They committed 0 errors. The win goes to Rafael Ohashi, who pitched really, really well off the back of a really tough month of May for him. Hopefully June going forward could be a lot nicer, and he's off to a great start. The loss goes to J.P. Massey, and the save, his second of the year, goes to Ian Churchill, getting the final 6 outs. Well, that does it for us here in Bradenton this evening. We are back for Game 3 tomorrow. 6:30 p.m. first pitch. Coverage will begin at about the same time, 6:15. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We appreciate you tuning in tonight and all season long. Blue Jays win 3-1. We'll see you tomorrow.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good?
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like Cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah.
share. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in.
Take my